Good morning and welcome to day two of our Lenten journey together. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And together, for the 40 days of Lent, we are exploring the words of God's story, our story, our daily Lenten devotional that we have printed copies here at the church. If you don't have your copy and would like one, that you can, that's also available on our church website. And if you're watching this video, there's a good chance you can figure out how to get to our website. So it's good to be gathered with you again today on day two of Lent 2025. Our reflection today, we move forward in Mark's gospel to verses 4 through 8, Mark chapter 1, and we read about John the Baptist, the one who came to prepare the way of the Lord, and we read specifically about what his ministry in the wilderness, his crazy diet, his crazy outfit, and his baptism of repentance. And the reflection encourages us to, as we read about John's baptism of repentance, to think about our own baptism. And if you're like me, and I suspect, well, some of you are, at least in this way, you may have been baptized as an infant. And so when you're told to remember your baptism, you really can't remember it because you were quite young. Maybe an infant, as I was. I raised that question while I was in seminary with one of my faculty members, and I was in a spiritual direction session with him, and I said, you know, this whole idea, some people who are baptized later in life can't actually remember their baptism. And I have a story to tell. And I lamented that I couldn't remember my baptism and didn't feel like I had a story to tell. And he told me something I found very useful, and so I share it with you. He said, he asked if I remembered being born. And thankfully, I don't. Maybe you do, I don't. And he said, you don't remember being born, but proof that the fact that you are alive is proof that you were. In the same way, you may not remember your baptism, but the fact that you are living a life of faith is perhaps proof that you were. And you may not need to be able to remember that specific day, but just like your birth, at your baptism, there were witnesses, folks who were there, who can attest to the fact that it happened, church records and so forth. So that was helpful for me. Maybe that's helpful for you. One of the things we do here at Ascension when a child is baptized is we light a candle. And I think that is a helpful reminder of one's baptism if they received a candle. I don't think, if I received one, my mom didn't save it, but I don't think I received a candle at my baptism. But we were visiting friends, and it was the anniversary of their daughter's baptism, and her parents told her to go and get her candle. She knew right where it was, and she brought it out, and she relit that candle on that day as a reminder and a celebration of her baptism. She's 10 or 11 years old and was so connected and knew that she had been baptized. How do you remember your baptism? Do you even remember the day, the date when you were baptized? If you have a candle, I encourage you to get it out. Maybe leave it out during this season of Lent. If you don't, like me, maybe even just doing some research to look up the date you were baptized to remember. On that day, you receive the sign of a cross on your forehead as a reminder that you are indeed a child of God. This is our font here at Ascension. Every time we gather for worship, as I prepare to go forward and begin the worship service, I get water from the font and make the sign of the cross as a reminder that although I serve as pastor, my primary identity is a baptized child of God. And as pastors here, we even wear the white alb as a reminder of that baptismal robe or gown. And so remember your baptism. That's the encouragement today. And let that be identity forming for you. Thanks for spending a little time with me today. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 3 of our Lenten journey together. Take care.